Well, thank you for calling in today to the Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark. And today we are still looking at some verses out of Proverbs chapter 17. And today I'd like to look at one verse. It says, "Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house." If we were sitting around the living room, I would ask you, can you think of a biblical example of this verse? And your mind would probably be churning and trying to think of something. And there's a lot of different possibilities out of the Bible for this verse being a reality. I'll read the verse again, verse 13. "Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house." Well, the one example that I'd like to look at today is out of 2 Samuel chapter 11, and it's a story about David. And in the first verse it says, "And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in an eventide, or in the evening, that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look at." So the picture here, and maybe you know this story, but David didn't go to battle with the men of war like he normally would have, or he did in the past. But instead, he was there at his own house while these soldiers were out there fighting the battles. And he looked upon, or he went out to his roof and looked down and over his city and over his kingdom, and he saw this woman taking a bath, and she was very beautiful to look at. And so David sent a messenger or whatever to find out who this woman was. And the messenger came back and says, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Elam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" So the messenger told him very clearly that she was a married woman. But it didn't seem to matter to David, and he sent his messenger, and she came unto David, and he lay with her, and she conceived, and she was... She came and told David, or she sent someone and told David that she was with child. So David schemed up a plan, and what it was for, he sent a messenger to Joab asking for Uriah to come back to Jerusalem there, and he wanted Uriah to sleep with his own wife, and so that when the baby was born, yeah, they could say, well, the baby came a little early or whatever, but they wouldn't figure out that it was David who actually was the father of that child. But Uriah was a faithful soldier. He was faithful to the king, and he was faithful to his other fellow soldiers. And instead of sleeping at his own house, he slept at the king's house and at the door of the king's house and was not sleeping at his own house. So that plan didn't work. So David then got Uriah drunk and felt like, okay, well, if he gets drunk, then he's going to go and sleep with his wife. But that didn't work either. Uriah still did not go to his own house, and he didn't sleep with his wife. Instead, he slept at the door of the king's house. And the reason why is because he didn't want to have his own pleasure and his own comforts when his fellow soldiers were out there fighting this battle. He was a very faithful man to the king and to the kingdom and to his fellow soldiers. So that plan didn't work. So David came up with another plan, and that was to send a a note with Uriah back to the battle, and he sent it a letter or a note to Joab, and he told Joab to put Uriah, the Hittite, in the heat of the battle so that he would be killed. And so Joab did that, and Uriah was killed in battle. It says here in chapter 11, verse 26, and when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. So here, this verse that we're looking at in Proverbs 13, it says, whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. So here, David rewarded Uriah evil for the good that he had done. He was very faithful, but David rewarded him evil for that, and he had him killed. Nobody knew this except for this whole plan and scheme. It didn't seem anyway except for David, Bathsheba, and the Lord. And the Lord was very displeased. And the Lord's, verse chapter 12, verse 1, it says, and the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had brought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children, and did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come, for this stranger that was come to him. So here this rich man had many sheep, many lambs, and there was a poor man that only had one. And when somebody came, a stranger came, and this rich man wanted to give him a feast, instead of taking one of his own lambs, he took a lamb, the lamb, the only lamb that this poor man had, and he killed it. And Nathan wanted David to make a judgment here. So in verse 5 it says, and David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. So here, David made a judgment about this lamb and this situation here, this rich man. And then verse 7 says, and Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had not been, or if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. So God knew about it, and he told his servant Nathan, the prophet, to go. And this example is a very important one for us to see, because if we're talking to somebody, it's also very good for them to make the judgment upon a situation, as in the case here with this lamb. And then King David made the judgment, and then Nathan pointed his finger at David and said, you are the man. And it hit home, because the judgment had already been pronounced that this man should surely die, and that's what should happen to David. because of rewarding evil for good. So now listen to this, the last part of that verse in chapter 13, whosoever rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Now listen to this out of 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son, for thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto him, unto David, the Lord hath also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. So David's life was spared. The Lord forgave him of the sin, and it was because David repented. David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. David recognized his sin, and he repented. And I'm sure there was more said than just a few words like that, but it seems like he truly repented and God forgave him, but there was also consequences there because of his sin. So that's one example of several that we could look at in the Bible of whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. And my encouragement to us, and I know this is just a huge example, a great big example, but it can also be small examples of us rewarding evil for good. We should be a people of blessing and a people that are very grateful and thankful to others and never reward evil for good. One last thing I'd say about this, David was certainly at fault here. There's no question about it because of what he did. But I'd also like us to think about one other thing, is the sin of Bathsheba. Was there a sin there? Was she responsible in any way for what had happened here? And I feel like she was, in a sense. It doesn't excuse David by any means, but she was at fault by taking her bath, undressing and taking her bath in view of rooftops or whatever. There should always be there should be modesty there and not this thing. And so I see that there's some things there too that we could talk about or think about, but my time's up. God bless you. Thank you for listening today, and I hope that that you'll think about these verses and that you would always reward good for good and be a blessing. So God bless you.